in the early years of my own sadhana, when I went from college and on to Stanford and was living on the beach, I was involved in a process of bare observation of all conditions that arose, whether they were internal and subjective or so-called objective in the world, whatever they were. I put myself in a position to unqualifiedly observe these things without bringing an attitude to them. Develop this capacity over time. Simply presumed the disposition of the observer and didn't presume a particular left brain or right brain dogma about the nature of things. Didn't presume any absolute distinction between internal and external, just allowed it to be whatever it was. Didn't presume there was a relation either. Just observed things as they were, and over time, the nature of things as they are began to become more and more obvious. But the process in which I was involved ultimately demonstrated to me that there was no distinction between the internal psychic subjective world, so-called, and the outer objective world. That all states were essentially psychic states, and they crossed over. In some sense, the waking state was effective on dreams and subtle psychic and hallucinatory activity. But the opposite was also true. Things that were going on in dreams and at a purely psychic level crossed over into the waking state, crossed over into the objective world of the waking state. A kind of story began to develop in which I would sometimes observe something in a dream or just a flash of consciousness, some sort of character or event or whatever. But I begin to observe the event being played out in the phenomena of my external life. The characters that were in this internal world were in the external world. Pieces of the events would be worked out in the external world and be carried over into the internal world. It was a single fluid psychic plastic. And as a result, the phenomena of the objective world began to achieve psychic force, became recognizable as states of the psyche, signs of the psyche. The beings in the objective world became psychically significant beings. I became sensitive to my daily life as a psychic process, even in the terms of simply perceiving objective events. A psychic unfolding was taking place, much as in dreams. I began to become sensitive to certain processes in the natural world, the so-called natural world, or objective or material world. Became sensitive, profoundly sensitive to them. Became able to read them, able to observe them, able to see dramas going on in the phenomenal world that from our ordinary verbal, self-abstracting, objectifying point of view would not be observable.